So imagine every time you got into your car, before you turned on the ignition, you consulted this big, heavy book that explained the many rules of the road. It would make driving kind of difficult. You already kind of know the traffic laws, and if you've been driving for any time at all, it kind of becomes also intuitive. It becomes instinctive. In the church at Galatia, it was as if the people there were trying to live their faith by getting out all the time the driving code and trying to observe every letter of the law, to the point that Paul was saying, this is becoming an unhealthy extreme in your lives. Here, the heart of the issue was, the Galatian church was declaring that for those who were coming to Jesus as Gentiles, they had to be circumcised. Now, circumcision for the Jewish people was of fundamental importance. That cutting away of the foreskin from the male generative organ performed on Jewish boys when they were 8 days old. It would be a whole different deal if you were 30. But the point, of course, for the Israelites was that circumcision wasn't just some sort of surgical procedure. It was a sign of God's covenant with Abraham, that no one could belong to God's people without being circumcised. So it was very, very important within this Jewish understanding. For you see, at the heart of circumcision was this. It wasn't just the outward sign of the act of being circumcised. No, no. It was the much deeper reality of what is referred to in the Old Testament as the circumcision of the heart. And the circumcision in the body was to be a repeated reminder of the unique responsibility the Jewish people had to have a heart turned toward God. Now, for the early Christians, this became of great significance. Do you remember last Thursday when we were celebrating John the 23rd, I talked about Vatican II being the 20th ecumenical council of the church. The first council of the church we read of in Acts chapter 15. And the central issue that the first Christian council had to deal with was this question of circumcision. For you see, there were some in the Christian community who said, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. St. Luke tells this in Acts chapter 15, verse 1. But then in the very next verse, St. Paul, we're told, had no small dissension and debate with them. Because he was saying, hold on, boys. It is not circumcision. It is faith in Christ. And of course, now for us as Christians, it's not circumcision, but it is baptism. But this issue was so prevalent within the church that St. Paul actually had to write a whole letter to the church at Galatia, because they still didn't get the memo from the Jerusalem Council. For they were insisting, yeah, you Gentiles, before you can come into this community, you have to be circumcised. They had lost sight of the fact that it's through the cross of Jesus, through his resurrection, that the just requirements of the law are fulfilled. Circumcision was no longer necessary. But it's this beautiful phrase that St. Paul uses in today's reading, faith working through love. I think that's one of the most beautiful lines in all of Paul, that we are to live our lives because it's our faith in Christ working through love. Now, here's the problem we all face. It is very easy to separate the outward act from inner transformation. People can think, oh, I've got to have my baby baptized. And of course you have to have your baby baptized. But in some cases, it becomes more of a superstition. That's the problem at Galatia. That's the problem Jesus had with the Pharisees. I wonder if Jesus ever said that to Mary when she said, Jesus, have you washed your hands? before eating dinner, and then he comes back with your whitewashed tomb. I'm sure he did not, because of course the Pharisees were not being mummy there. Jesus, have you washed your hands before dinner? No, no, no. What they were focusing on were all of the ritual hand washings, that they were so concerned with the outward act that they lost sight of the inner reality of transformation. It happens everywhere, and it happens in the church as well. Not only with how people can use baptism, how people can go to Mass. Oh, I've been to Mass. That's all that matters there. Without the sense of the inner transformation. For you see, it's very easy for religious zeal to be focused on exterior practices, and they fail to penetrate the heart. Let me say that again. It's very easy for religious zeal to be focused on outward practices without penetrating the heart. We have an amazing week. This is like All Saints Week, even though it's not All Saints Day. Yesterday we had Saint Teresa of Avila. Tomorrow we are going to, well, Wednesday, Thursday we're going to have Saint Luke, and then I forget who we have tomorrow. It's another great saint. But today we have the first canonized Canadian, Saint Marguerite Duville. She was born in Montreal in 1701 and died in 1771. And what is remarkable about her life is she was, in a sense, the first Mother Teresa. Indeed, the name she gave to her order before they became the Grey Nuns were the Sisters of Charity. And her life is one that is worth pondering for a moment. She was married to a not too nice man. He was actually very corrupt. He was a bootlegger. And he died when Marguerite was 28 years old. She'd had, I think, three miscarriages and now had two or three children of her own. Because of the reputation her husband had, she did not have a very good reputation amongst the elite of Montreal. But that did not stop her from this call to care for the poor, which she did with an unrelentless zeal. For you see, Saint Marguerite was someone for whom the exterior acts of devotion were to lead to a transformation of the heart. And that's what the saints always understand. Do you know, sometimes you hear people say, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. I believe in God, but I don't need all that religion stuff. All that matters is what's going on in my heart. And then there are some people who are religious and they're not spiritual. They're into all the stuff on the outside, but it doesn't penetrate their heart. The beautiful thing about the saints is they say this, I am spiritual and I am religious. The two come together. And we see this in a particular way with Saint Marguerite Duville. On December 9th, 1990, thousands of North Americans converged on St. Peter's to celebrate her canonization. And when John the 23rd had in 1959 beatified her, he called her the Mother of Universal Charity. The Mother of Universal Charity. She was a Canadian, the first Canadian-born saint. You see, what we see with Saint Marguerite Duville is exactly what Saint Paul said, someone in whom faith worked through love. And that's what we need. We need a church where all of us say, I am so religious, because I need the sacraments. I need to be with Jesus in this way. But that's because I could become more and more spiritual. In today's collect, we have a beautiful expression of this. For there the church had us pray. God of mercy and compassion, who led Saint Marguerite Duville to embrace the way of the cross. Listen to this. And to devote her ardent love to assist the needy of her day. That's it. Ardent love. That's what we're called to. For the colic goes on to say, and now it speaks of us, make us bold like her, we pray, so that we may imitate your own compassion and have the strength to persevere to that day you call us to share in the joy of the saints. Never give up. Always persevere. And make it your aim this day to pray, Jesus, help me to have such faith in you that people will see in me, as they saw in St. Margaret, faith working through love.